West Charlotte High School's men's basketball team plays for the 4A state championship in Raleigh on Saturday. The Lions face Winterville's South Central, a team that's only lost one game this season. West Charlotte has lost six. The championship game comes at a time when the team is recovering from a racial slur posted on social media by an opposing team member just before a critical playoff game. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn talked to players and others about that incident at a dinner in their honor this week.
When the West Charlotte Lions arrived at C.N. Jenkins Church for an appreciation dinner, they were given three instructions by a team coach.
Make sure you shake hands, smile, say thank you. How you doing?
Thank you.
You all right?
Yes, sir. How about yourself?
The team members showed no signs of nervousness about the championship game as they were welcomed with cheers.
I'm feeling great. And I'm just ready to go out and play with my team for one last time.
That's senior Quentin Thomas.
We've been watching film on them and just analyze what we got to do. And we talk about it with coaching, work on it in practice. And we're pretty confident that we can get the job done.
That's the consensus of his teammates. They say they've become closer since a slur was posted about the Lions on social media by an Audrey Kale White player just before the two schools played in a state quarterfinal game.
Throughout that whole situation, we just stuck together as a team. And we didn't let it affect how we played or how we bonded with each other.
Team coach Jacoby Davis says he empathizes with the Audrey Kale player who was suspended from the team. He is also proud of how his players handled the situation.
I really feel bad for that kid because, you know, kids make mistakes, and I would pray that that's not him. But at the end of the day, our kids could have took it the wrong way, and this could have been one of those things at a game where our kids was just out of control, upset. But the thing we talked about in the locker room, that's not us. We're a family. We're going to stick together. We'll get through it, and we'll make it work, and that's what we did.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes director Warren Stukes, who played at West Charlotte when they won the state championships in 1991 and 1992, says he also talked with team members to help them stay focused.
My message to them was keep your head up, understand what you're dealing with, and we have to talk about it. This is a reality. You have to deal with things as they are. It just wasn't West Charlotte that was hurting, too. There were people on Audrey Kale's team that were affected by it also.
Point guard Cartier Jernigan says that kind of advice helped them to be open to receive the good that resulted in the end.
It kind of pulled the team closer together, and it allowed me to know the history of West Charlotte and see how many different alumni come through and show how they supported us. So it definitely turned out good for the better. So.
Pleasant. 73.
Many alumni supporters were at the dinner as well to celebrate the team's success and show pride in their alma mater. West Charlotte was a stellar school when it was all black during segregation and afterwards when it was a racially diverse magnet school when students were bused there. But over time, the enrollment has become predominantly African American and low income. The school has a C grade from the state and has exceeded growth, but many alumni say some people still look down on West Charlotte. Tim Gibbs, the school's alumni president, says the Audrey Kale incident has brought alumni out in large numbers to team practices and games, something he hopes will continue.
The lion has been awakened. You know, we knew alumni and the community were passionate about the school, but we never knew to this degree. The students now know that we do care about them. We're concerned about their well-being. We want them to be successful, and I'm hoping we're going to figure out a way to keep this going forward.
Support that Coach Davis says they will welcome when the Lions play for the state championship. West Charlotte is considered the underdog, but Davis points out that they have played well throughout the year and against some nationally ranked teams. To win, Davis says,
for us to be a state championship team, we had to be the best defensive team in the state. If we're that Saturday, then we win.
West Charlotte last won the state championship in 2011. A win Saturday would be the school's sixth. Game time is noon at NC State's Reynolds Coliseum.
Dub C, you know.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.